Modern-day Vermonters may think of cholera as an ancient disease, but researchers at Dartmouth College are still looking for cures. And in war-torn Yemen, cholera is rampant even today. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis wanted to learn more about how local labs are connecting to this global issue.
UNICEF estimates there could be 130,000 cases of cholera in Yemen within the next 2 weeks. Juliette Touma is UNICEF's regional chief of communications for the Middle East and Africa. She just returned from a trip to Yemen, where there have been nearly 70,000 suspected cases of cholera across the country since the end of April. Touma says more than 500 people have died of the disease there.
We went to hospitals, to clinics, to health facilities, met with health workers, met with children, met with mothers and fathers. There was this one child that we saw that we were not sure if he was alive or dead. Really harrowing scenes that we shouldn't be witnessing these scenes at the 21st century.
The crisis is expected to worsen in the coming weeks. But in the United States, there are almost no cases of this ancient disease.
Hi,
Anne?
Yes, hi.
I'm Rebecca.
Nice,
nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Do you have any water on you or any food?
Because it can't come
or
in the lab.
Or anything
like water, chewing gum?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, then you can come.
When you walk into this lab at the Dartmouth Geisel School of Medicine, researchers want to be sure there's nothing on your person that could be contaminated. That's because they're experimenting with live strains of cholera bacteria.
Respiratory disease and diarrheal disease are the top two killers of children worldwide.
Meet Anne Woodbury. She's a graduate student at Dartmouth who's hoping to create a drug that would cure cholera.
So these compounds that we've developed, I don't know specifically if they'll be preventative or treatment. That's still kind of up in the air, but there is no cholera drug. It's just flush with oral rehydration salt and zinc and rehydrate, and that's it.
There are a number of labs in the United States in friendly competition trying to research a cure, including Harvard and MIT. So how close is Dartmouth to finding it?
That's the million-dollar question right there. We're certainly on a very good track. We're going at these bacteria with the idea of not killing them. We're just turning them off. If we're not killing the bacteria, then they have less of a reason to mutate and to change against that therapeutic.
And Yemen isn't the only place where cholera is a modern-day concern. The largest recent cholera outbreak happened in Haiti in 2010 after an earthquake struck its capital of Port-au-Prince.
The death toll rises across Haiti from cholera. It has now killed more than 250 people.
The dreaded disease cholera may have finally arrived at Haiti's capital.
Still not recovered from the devastating earthquake earlier this year, Haiti is now struggling with another nightmare, cholera.
At the nearby Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire, Dr. Peter Wright researches infectious diseases in Haiti. He was there during the historic cholera outbreak, which ultimately killed thousands of people.
And you go around Haiti and you see people bathing in the river and kids playing in the river, where you know there is cholera there.
At a 2013 conference that took place at Dartmouth to discuss the cholera crisis in Haiti, Dr. Wright called one strategy to tackle the disease
academic capital. So it's not money, it maybe even not hands and going and doing things, but it's thoughts, it's ideas, it's things that can be done to improve health in the developing world. And I think it's a very powerful concept and one that I'd like to see us even more involved in here than we are.
While cholera shows no signs of relenting in some parts of the world, perhaps there is hope in this exchange. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.